getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, I know it's hard to believe, but it's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, broadcasting around the world on the internet and on various radio stations. And thanks to y'all for carrying the show. It's another hour of great old-time music. It's old-time music. That's why we call it your old-time oldie show, because all our records, all our songs we're playing, they come off phonograph records. They're all vintage old-time records, and the stuff you just don't really hear much anymore. So, hey, stick around for the hour. It's going to be an interesting time. Remember last week I was all excited because I had the Batman polka for you, that I just love that because I was a big Batman fan. Okay, I'll tip you off what's coming up later in the show, because obviously back in the 60s, the Beatles were huge, and everybody was either picking on the Beatles or trying to cash in on the Beatles or listening to the Beatles, and I have the Beatle Polka coming up. So whether you're a Beatle fan or a Beatle hater, you're going to love that coming up later in the show. So stick around. Let's start things out there. Walter Sisolak and his musical ambassadors, here's Babes in Polka Land.
Come here, my darling, and take my hand, while we await our trip to Polka Land. The music's cheery, so happy and gay, you can't help but lose your troubles away. There will be singing, dancing, and cheer, good Polish food and plenty of beer. Good-looking babes here and lots of men, so take my hand, dear, and let's begin. People are happy and full of joy, each Polish babe has got her own guy. The band is happy, the music's gay, I wish we wouldn't call it a day. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. 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 Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
You know, I don't think you could make that record today, because I don't think it's politically correct to refer to the ladies as babes, is it? Babes in Polka Land? I don't know. Walter Sisolak and his musical ambassadors here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, spinning the best and the most interesting of the old-time records that I'm digging out of all the record boxes. By the way, brought to you by melaniesmusiclessons.com. I don't think I mentioned that when we opened the show, so I wanted to be sure to do that. We'll talk more about Melanie coming up later on in the show, too. Right now, as long as we're have babes in polka land, how about the Playboy polka Gruby Josu Fortuna with the Frank Miskowitz on vocals? How badly do you think I pronounced that one? I don't know, but here's the Playboy polka.
Wielkie szynsze dzisiaj twoje, bo serduszko daję ci. Lecz ode mnie ty czekanie, nie zawracaj głowy mi. Nie chcę ciebie ty kaganie, ani twojej miłości. Muzyka. śpieszy dzwojaneczki puka drzwi. Gdyż mi w sercu najmilejszą to co tobie się myśli. Lecz ode mnie ty czekanie nie zawlaczaj głowy mi. Nie chcę ciebie ty kałganie ani twojej miłości. Widzi już cię w ogródeczku, a nużywa duże czy te kwiaty i me serce pragnę być twój kochany. Lecz ode mnie ty czekanie nie zawracaj głowy mi. Nie chcę ciebie ty kałganie ani twojej miłości.
The Playboy Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And no, I'm not going to try to mispronounce that name. I probably should. I got Groovy Josu Fortuna with Frank Miskowitz on vocals. If I said that right, and if I didn't, I'm sorry, guys. You know, I'm doing the best I can here. That's the sound of me putting the record back in the sleeve, because we have to take care of these records. By the way, don't forget now, if I did mispronounce that and you know that I mispronounced that, you can send an email to the Oompa Hour. Yes, you can. It's very easy. It's just oompahour@mail.com. oompahour@mail.com. Very simple. And by the way, we've mentioned that we produce the show at KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, also known as Iron Range Country. And there's a little bit about the Oompa Hour show, actually, on the website there. So if you were to go to ironrangecountry.com or kebsradio.com, you could find a little information about the show there. And there's also a link there to melaniesmusiclessons.com. So, yeah, check it out. Send an email if you would like to. As long as we're talking about Melanie, she is our sponsor, melaniesmusiclessons.com. If you would like to learn to play yourself. Now, if you're like a lot of people I know, they say, well, I know how to play the record player. I know how to play the radio. But if you'd like to learn how to play the accordion or the piano or an electronic keyboard, Melanie is your connection, because she can connect with you and teach you via the internet on Skype. It's a live lesson done with the, it's like a video conferencing thing. It's like she's right there with you, but she's not actually in the house. So you don't have to dust or anything, you know? And you can check it out at melaniesmusiclessons.com. You can take your first lesson for free, and there is no obligation. So you can find out how it works out for you. So if you want to find out, check it out. Or maybe the kids, maybe your grandkids, or somebody you know, by all means, pass the link information on to them and have them check it out. melaniesmusiclessons.com. All right. Don't forget, we have the Beatle Polka coming up later in the show here in about 10 minutes or so. So if you're a fan of the Beatles back in the 60s, or if you're not a fan of the Beatles and you want to hear them made fun of a little bit in the polka, your record's coming up in a little bit. Right now I have this guy. He is so good, he gets to have his name on the record twice, because it's Mr. Polka Accordion, it says. John Jeske and the John Jeske Band. I would hope he's with the band, because it's his band. Anyway, this is the Accordion Polka Medley, John Jeske and the John Jeske Band, here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
That was the Helena Polka. Here's one called the Kit Kat Polka. Thank you. called Accordiana.
Sure, but I think in that tune there, we surpassed the number of notes allowable per measure. Huh? That's some pretty fancy accordion playing there. That, maybe that's why the record says he's Mr. Polka Accordion, huh? John Jeske and the John Jeske Band here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and I remind you that you can always reach us at oompahour@mail.com, and I also encourage you to send a note or give a phone call to wherever you're listening to the show today. Whether you're streaming it on the internet or you're listening to it on a radio station or whatever the case might be, send them a little note, tell them you're digging the Oompa Hour, because we want them to know that you appreciate it. All right, let's have some girl music, huh? I think it's about time. I have Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls. At the time this record was made, Renata was living up in Cloquet, Minnesota, maybe an hour drive from where I'm doing this show right now, over in Cloquet there by Duluth. And I don't know if she's still there or not. Seems to me I ran into her on Facebook, actually, and she's moved since this record was made. I'm trying to find a date on the record here, but it's got to be back in the late 70s, early 80s would be my guess. Anyway, here's Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls. It's an all-girl polka band. You probably figured that out. Here's the Heartbeat Polka.
Thank you.
Go, Renata and Girls, 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 and the Heartbeat Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I remember the Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls many, 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 many years ago. The radio station I worked for used to sponsor what we called Fun Nights at the Bel Ray Ballroom down in the Twin Cities of Minnesota there. And one of the nights we had Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls on the stage as one of the guest bands. And it was a pretty darn amazing group, I'm telling you. So there you go. Now, you know, on this show, I like to do things that are sometimes historical or interesting. We've played clips from some old interviews, and we've played some other strange things. And I also especially like it when I come across something that's 30 or 40 years old, and it says not for airplay on it, because it's, you know, it's either naughty or it's something that's a message to radio people. And I have one of those in my hand right now. It's a president, or a message from the then president of the International Polka Association. Back about 40 years ago, the two big polka organizations in the world got together and they put out a record album, a collection of all kinds of polkas that they sold to raise money to put together the International Polka Museum, which still exists today. You can go visit it. And you can find out more information by typing that into your Google on the interwebs there. But I have this record that on one side has a commercial for the record that you could order. And on the other side, it has a special message to polka radio station DJs encouraging them to promote people purchasing this record to support the museum. And, of course, the side that says, attention DJs, not for airplay, a message for you from Leon Kozicki, president of the International Polka Association, was never played on the radio. But now, 40 years later, I don't care. Would you like to hear a secret message from 40 years ago to polka disc jockeys around the world? Why, sure you would. Here it is.
Dear Polka DJ, this is Leon Kozicki, president of the International Polka Association, with important information about the sensational new album, 25 Famous Hits by 25 Great Polka Artists. The idea for this album was approved at a recent polka convention when a committee consisting of members of the International Polka Association and the United States Polka Association were selected and given the responsibility of producing this album. 25 Famous Hits by 25 Great Polka Artists represents the combined efforts and voluntary cooperation of those record manufacturers, performers, composers, and publishers who desired to participate in this project. A few others were contacted, but they did not desire to be included at this time. All proceeds from the sale of this album are pledged to the building fund of the Polka Music Hall of Fame. In compliance with our agreement with the participating artists and companies, no individual or group other than the building fund may receive any profit derived from this album. This explains why the album is not available in the stores through normal distribution of recordings. It is only available as a mail order item. Throughout the months, we have heard from many DJs and announcers who ask how they may be of assistance. With the availability of this new album, I can say that every DJ and announcer may now be of considerable assistance in bringing 25 famous hits by 25 great polka artists to the attention of your listening audiences. You may do this by playing the promotional message on the opposite side of this recording on all your radio programs and as many times as possible. This album contains a variety of polka styles from all sections of the country and is endorsed by the United States Polka Association. The realization of a building to house the Polka Music Hall of Fame, reference library, and museum should deserve the support of all people interested in polka music. Your cooperation and assistance is greatly appreciated. Thank you from the officers and members of the International Polka Association.
All right, now that is the that's record. That's 40 years old, so do not act on this. But I happen to have a copy of the album. We play songs off that album from time to time here on the show. Do you want to hear the commercial? Now, remember, this commercial is like 40 years old, at least. You cannot order this record. But I'm going to play the commercial for you anyway, just for the fun of it, from the International Polka Association, from way back when, just because we can. All right, check it out.
Here is a special offer with you, the polka music lover, in mind. It's the polka album you've been waiting for. 25 famous hits by 25 great polka artists. In this great album, you will find a collection of Polish, Slovenian, German, Bohemian, International, Eastern, Western, Umpapa, Chicago style, and all the other great flavors of happy polka music. Featuring such great polka artists as the Ampaliers, Ray Bujilik, Al Grebnik, Wanda and Stephanie, Hank Heller, Marv Herzog, the High Notes, Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers, Marion Lush, Matty Madura, the Naturals, the New Yorkers, Joe Pat, the Paula Brothers, Michigan Polka Tells, Walter Pocannon Polka Band, Tommy Reeder, Little Richard, Dick Rogers, Jolly Stan Lee, Alvin Stachinski, Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, Frank Vonorowski, Frank Yankovic, and Eddie Zima. This great stereo album is not available at any record dealers. It is an International Polka Association production, available to you as a mail order item at the special low price of $3.98 plus 50 cents for postage and handling. All proceeds from the sale of this great album are going to the Building Fund of the Polka Music Hall of Fame. So don't delay. Send in your check or money order today. Write to 25 Famous Polka Hits, 1740 West 47th Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60609. That's $3.98 plus 50 cents for postage and handling. And that address once again, 25 Famous Polka Hits, 1740 West 47th Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60609.
Now, see, if this was a TV show, you'd see a little thing scrolling across the bottom that says, Vintage Historical Recording, Do Not Call, Do Not Mail In Your Order. That's a pretty good deal, all those songs for $3.98. So, anyway, I ran into that with all these records I have boxed up here, and I was like, you know, I'm just going to share this because it's fun. But he did mention Jolly Stan Lee in the Chicago Polka All-Stars. He did. I heard him say it right there. And I just happened to have them up next with a little tune for us called Don't Drink My Beer. This Stan Lee has nothing to do with the Stan Lee of comic book fame, by the way. So here we go.
Even take my mother-in-law, please. Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, don't drink my beer. You can have my Cadillac, drive it away, don't bring it back. Please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, don't drink my beer. You can have my money, even have my honey. You can have my bank account, go ahead, take any amount. Please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, don't drink my beer. Even have my honey. You can take my diamond ring. Even take the song I sing. Please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, don't drink my beer.
The question is, what does he have, like the last beer and there is no more? I mean, can't you just get another one? I don't know. Stan Lee and the Chicago Polka All-Stars here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And when you talk about oldies, of course, if you're talking about popular oldies, rock and roll oldies, you always talk about the Beatles. Because they're like the iconic rock band and all that stuff from jolly old England and whatever. Dick Piller and his orchestra did a song called The Beatle Polka, and we have it here, and I'm going to play it now. And I just want to remind you that it's also Dick Piller and his orchestra that do the Polka DJ song that opens and closes our show every week. So I don't usually introduce that little theme song thing that we use, but that's Dick Piller and the band. So here's Dick Piller, his orchestra, and Beatle fans around the world, you will either love or hate The Beatle Polka. Here's Dick Piller.
That's all I hear all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Each time the Beatles play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My honey feels so gay. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dancers swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to the Beatles. Hey, hey! Oh! Sings a Beatles song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hear it all day long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't stand a Beatles song. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dancers swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to those Beatles. Hey, hey! Oh! My girl's in such a state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She thinks that they're so great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wants Ringo for her mate. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dancers swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to those Beatles.
Yes, Dick Piller and his orchestra there lost his girl to those pesky Beatles, I tell you. So you know that's got to be back to the 60s anyway for the Beatle references in the tune there. So anyway, Dick Piller and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Time to slow it down with a little waltz, I think. We always try to get a waltz into the show. And we need a good band from Minnesota, I think, to handle that today. I have the Gil Steel Band from Richmond, Minnesota. Here is the Who Pays Waltz.
Thank you.
See, there's no lyrics to the song, so I guess we never find out who pays, huh? It is the Who Pays Waltz, Gil Steel Band, Richmond, Minnesota, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, playing old-time records from, well, pretty much everywhere. It always seems like there are more Polish polka records than any other group. Is that true? I mean, if you go in like an actual polka old-time record store, yeah, like that exists anymore. But it seems like there's far more Polish-style polkas than anything else, and which is weird because, you know, I'm in Minnesota, home of the Six Fat Dutchmen and Whoopi John and all those cats, and I don't know what the deal is. But let's go from Minnesota to Pennsylvania now with Stanky and his coal miners. Here's the Hats Off to Pennsylvania Polka. Pennsylvania Stanky and his coal miners here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Now, I've been around for quite a while. I've never known anybody in my life who was named Stanky. I mean, really.
You know, what is the close? Who's that kid that was on the R Gang thing? Spanky. That was Spanky, but no Stanky. So anyway, there you go. All right, now I'm just really throwing a lot of weird stuff into the show. We had the Beatle Polka. We had the vintage commercial and the message from the International Polka Association from 40-some years ago. Another weird one for you. And if I just play this, it'd just sound like any other song, and it would be a marvelous song, and you would just like it, and that'd be it. But I got to tell you about the record. Because if you remember, and you'd have to be older than me, or a nostalgia buff like me to remember this, but back before the recording tape and all that stuff, they used to have acetate records, and they were records. They had an aluminum center that was coated in an acetate coating that made a smooth, shiny record, and they would put it on a record cutting lathe and have it actually cut the groove in the acetate as you recorded. And it would be, you know, like if you only needed, say, a half a dozen records, you might record it on a tape and then dub that tape to an acetate record so you could make a couple of copies to take to your favorite radio station guy, or maybe for the guys in the band, or whatever the case might be. And acetate records don't come around very often because they were really one-of-a-kind things. You made them by hand in very small numbers, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them maybe. That's how they used it at Sun Records in Memphis back in the 40s and 50s when they were first getting that started out there and they were recording Elvis. They would literally, you know, cut a tape, dub it to a record, and rush it down to WHBQ and say, hey, here's a hot new record, play it. And if they could talk him into it, he'd throw it on the air during the live show. So I'm going through the 45s, and I have an acetate 45. The label on it is written in ballpoint pen, so they didn't even bother to type the label before they stuck it on here. And I think I can't decide which side I want to play, actually. I think we're going to play Smile a Lot by the Happy Bachelors. And there can't be more than a handful of these records on the planet, if they've even survived this long, because this is an acetate 45, and you just don't run into them. The records don't hold up well. The acetate wears out faster than a normal plastic record would. Sometimes if they're not stored properly, if they get into too much moisture, the acetate actually peels away from the aluminum center, and the record just all turns into a big pile of garbage. But this one's still in pretty good shape, so let's give it a whirl here. Spinning the acetates today. You talk about old-time oldies. Here are the Happy Bachelors with Smile a Lot.
To be wrong, let's all sing a happy song.
Smile a lot and shake a neighbor's hand, and then we surely can, we'll build that happy land. Smile a lot and go and make a friend, and then we surely can be happy once again. We'll build that happy land. Smile a lot and go and make a friend, and then we surely can be happy once again.
go smile a lot. That's the Happy Bachelors here on Tim's Oompa Hour, a genuine, one-of-a-kind or maybe two or three-of-a-kind acetate recording. So that's got to be 40 years old at least, too. I'm digging it. Made at Synchrong Sound Studios in Wallingford, Connecticut. So no date on there, just the name of the song written on there and ballpoint pen. They went with the deluxe labeling. So, boy, it is just the show for the weird stuff this week, isn't it? I got a great Lil Wally record here, and I stumbled on this, and I was like, seriously? Is that really a Lil Wally? And the funny thing is, the other side of the record is the side that has got the X on it that you would want to play on the radio. But you may remember a big hit song in the country charts, I think back in the 40s. I think it goes back that far. Pistol Packin' Mama, remember that? It was an Al Dexter tune. And Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys put their old-time spin on it for us.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, oh, lay that pistol down. Drinking beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. She kicked out my windshield, she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I lied and wished that I was dead. Drinking beer in a cabaret and dancing with a blonde. Until one night she shot out the light, bang, the blonde was gone. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, oh, lay that pistol down. I'll see you every night, babe, I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you'll put that gun away. Drinking beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Now there was old Al Dexter, he always had his fun. But with some lead she shot him dead, his honking days are gone. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, oh, lay that pistol down. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, oh, lay that pistol down.
All right, there's Lil Wally and his Harmony Boys there with Al Dexter's Pistol Packin' Mama. That's just a fun record. That's all there is to it. All right, we're just going to keep pressing on here with the old-time oldies. This is probably the newest record we have ever played on the show. I got a Frankie Yankovic 45 here. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks from 1993, and that does not seem very old to me. That's 21 years ago, for Pete's sake. I mean, I know people who weren't even born yet. So that's kind of unusual, but it's a great song nonetheless. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Here's the Henrietta Polka.
Share their love with me. To tell the things I like about her will take until the end of time. There's only one like Henrietta, and Henrietta's mine, all mine. She may weigh 233,
For me there's none but Henrietta. She'll never be too fat for me. I'll always be her Tootsie Wootsie. She'll always be my turtle dove. I'll always love my Henrietta, 'cause there's so much of her to love.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks Henrietta Polka. Yeah, she'll always be his Tootsie Wootsie. It said it right there on the record here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And coming up in just moments, your chance to do the Polka Conga. And no, I wouldn't kid you, so stand by. But first, I want to invite you to check out melaniesmusiclessons.com. That's where you want to go on the interwebs if you'd like to learn to play the accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard. And if the idea of a free lesson is enticing, Melanie can help you out there, too. Because if you would like to learn to play, maybe you're a busy guy. Maybe you don't have time. Maybe you think, I can't drive over to the music store where the teacher is, and I don't want the teacher coming to my house because then I'd have to vacuum. You want to get in touch with Melanie. Melanie has more than 30 years of experience giving music lessons, and now she does it on the internet via Skype. It's like a video conferencing thing on your computer or your smartphone or your tablet or your laptop or whatever. She's right there teaching you live. It's not like watching some video. It's a live interactive thing. You can do your first lesson free, see how it works for you. You'll be amazed. Check it out. Melaniesmusiclessons.com. Okay, Melaniesmusiclessons.com. Punch it into the interwebs there, but not during this next song, because you're going to have to pay attention to your dancing. Because I ran across this one. I'm telling you, I'm sorting out another whole giant box full of 45s here that I have not played in many, many years. The Silver Bells is the name of the group, and it actually says on the record, The Silver Bells, the world's greatest polka band with Bernie White. And the song is the Polka Conga, and it says right here on the record label, use conga steps for dancing. So if you'd like to give it a try, here are the Silver Bells and the Polka Conga.
Polka Conga! Polka Conga! Polka Conga! Polka Conga! Thank you.
It's kind of like Desi Arnaz meets Lil Wally, isn't it? Huh? The Polka Conga, the Silver Bells with Bernie White, the world's greatest polka band, says that right here on the record. So, you know, there's no doubt in that. Man, we're just about out of time again on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. I'm going to play one I have no idea. I have Wesley Bolick and his orchestra, and the A side I played before. I don't remember this B side at all. I probably played it 30 years ago, and I just don't remember it. But here is the Laugh-In Polka. Go Wesley Bolick at his orchestra there, the Laughin' Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, and all that trumpet playing reminds me, where the heck are my Wally Pickle records anyway? I know I've got some around this joint someplace. Remember Wally Pickle? He played like three trumpets at the same time. Wally was doing the pogo stick. It was amazing. I gotta find those records. But anyway, we're out of time for another show this week, but you know how it is. We'll be back again.
Our neighbors sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
And the Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. We'll be back to do it again next week. Same bat channel, same bat time. In the meantime, you know what it is. Say it with me. Stay happy, everybody.